Genesis chapter 40, August 28, 1963. Martin Luther King Jr., in a short speech, went down in history with a memorable statement, "I have a dream." There are dreams that are forgotten at dawn, but there are others that can be achieved by achieving what we dreamed of. Those dreams impact the rest of our lives. Joseph had two dreams. And although they came true, at first, he did not fare well as they caused anger, envy, and jealousy among the rest of his brothers. Not only did Joseph dream dreams, but also, with God's help, he was able to interpret them. In prison, he was used by God and found favor with the jailer. Two other characters appear in the scene, a baker and a cupbearer. Both served Pharaoh. No doubt, Joseph had a special sensitivity to other people and as he recognized their sad faces. It is so important to be able to perceive when the faces of the people around us are sad or discouraged and be able to comfort and encourage them. The dreams that Joseph interpreted were fulfilled to the letter. When the cupbearer is released and reinstated to his former position, Joseph asks him to remember him. Often favors are not returned. Sadly, the cupbearer forgot, but Joseph was not forgotten by God. God, who never fails to fulfill his promises, rewards Joseph by elevating him to a position Joseph could have never imagined. Even if we have to face rough times, when we are honest and transparent, we will eventually be rewarded. So, let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit.